FM.
I mean, sometimes we just have to, you know, step up and say to each other, you've got to watch what you're doing around town. Now, Rebecca Morse, for 4 long years, we've been complaining about your parking ability.
Oh, no.
It's just been horrendous. You admit it yourself quite openly. Your recent activity at Westlake Shopping Centre take the cake.
I'm going to have to strike Westlakes Westfield off my list of places to park, because there was a very long line for the boom gate. And I was like, hang on a minute, what are these clowns doing? There are 3 boom gates to get out. I'm smarter than this. Yeah. So I go around to the middle boom gate.
Yeah.
And then I realize the 2 boom gates on the right are to get in.
To get in.
Yeah.
So I'm now stuck. As I start my 3-point turn, 2 cars come in, 1 for either boom gate.
No.
Well, I didn't do the 3-point turn. I just did the reverse of shame.
Yes.
But then I had to reverse in front of all the people who had cut past to the front of the other boom gate.
They're like, she's coming back. You know, our job here at this station is to try to get along with our listeners and be admirable citizens here in South Australia.
Indeed. And wouldn't it have been horrible if someone had recognised you?
I was just praying. I have reversing my head down.
Oh, my God. Look, there's someone on the phone. Who is this?
No, I'm so embarrassed.
Luke from Royal Park. Good morning, mate.
Good morning. How are you?
Luke, this is your chance, mate, just to vent your anger and tell us exactly what happened.
Oh, Luke.
I honestly could not believe it. I pulled into the middle lane and I'm waiting for the boom gate, and I'm like to my partner, would you look at this absolute peanut trying to pass 6 cars in the middle lane? And I was like, of course. We pull up to the gate and I could see her just head down, laughing her head off.
Oh, laughing.
Put her in the front seat, head down, everyone's embarrassed. And then she does the 6-point reverse. And I was like, have a look at this. She's going to make it back to the Coles entrance.
Luke, embarrassed.
Now, let him speak, Beck. Let him speak. Keep going, Luke. It's your time.
And then as I pull up, I pull my ticket. We get the ticket and we're waiting. And I'm like, oh, no way. She's actually coming back. This is game. She pulls up, puts her ticket in. I was like, no way. Zoe, I was like, you know who that is? That's Beck from The Breakfast Show I listen to every morning. And I was like, give me your phone. I need to message Cozzy as soon as possible.
And this is where I step in. Lukey boys flicked me a message and he said, hey, Cozzy, my name's Luke. I'm borrowing my partner's social medias to message you. I don't have social media, but you need to know this. And I love this part about your message, Luke, and it made me smile so much. Upon entering the Westlake shopping car park today, I was stunned to see a young blonde woman.
Thank you, Luke. I'll take that.
Oh, it gets better. Beck, holding up traffic as she thought it was possible to use her celebrity status to try to exit the car park boom gates through the entry point.
Just a bad driver, Luke. It's not that I think I'm better than the other boom gates.
You can't turn an entry into an exit with your celebrity status, Rebecca Morse.
I was laughing, but I was laughing out of sheer embarrassment that I could not believe what I had done.
And Luke, was there a red face on Beck at all, or was it just laughter the whole way?
Oh, she had a big bright smile and a red face and her head down. You couldn't miss it.
Oh, Luke, you can understand now, mate, why we don't let her drive the SAFM Black Thunders.
100%.
Lucky I came clean with that story.
Oh, yeah.
Otherwise, you would have...
No, it would have been much better to get it firsthand off Luke. Luke, you're a legend. And thank you for sharing that story. If ever you see Beck out and about again, please call us immediately.
Oh, will do. Thank you.
I'm sorry, Luke.
I love it. Beck, Cozzy and Levo. SAFM.